All right, guys, this is kind of sad and disturbing, and I'm interested to see if everybody on the show, how you feel about this, or if you relate to this too. You're more than welcome to call us, 833-563-2539, but 7 out of 10, so that's 70% of millennials, feel that they're not good enough.
Aww. That's so sad.
I deserve good things. I am entitled to my share of happiness. I refuse to beat myself up. I am an attractive person. I am fun to be with. I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
And I appreciate Porkchop for sharing that video from himself inside of his car this morning, because it's true, though. But no, researchers surveyed 2,000 millennials aged 22 to 38, and they found about 7 in 10 say the daily chores like going to the gym, maintaining a presence on social media, and making enough money are among their top reasons why they feel overwhelmed from time to time. Let's go around the room here. We're all technically millennials on different spectrum, like younger to older here. Do you feel like, Liv, you are, you know, not good enough, or do you feel like you're good enough?
I definitely don't think that I feel good enough every single day. Majority of the time I do, but every single day, absolutely not. I have my days where I definitely don't feel like I'm good enough.
And what makes you feel not good enough? One thing in particular, more than others?
Social media.
Are you serious?
Right out of off the bat, social media, because here's the thing. It's hard to constantly remember that it's people's highlight reels.
True.
That social media, people are showing and always putting their best foot forward. They're not going to post videos of them not feeling good enough. They're not going to post videos of them failing at their job or, you know, getting in an argument with their significant other. They're not going to post those things. They're just going to post the most perfect things.
Imagine
and so
if
looking
they did.
At that all day, every day, you start to think like, wow, like I bet they don't feel like this. Like I bet they don't feel sad some days, or I bet like they don't have these arguments with their family or their friends. 1,000% you feel like that.
What if we created like fake accounts for everybody on the show, like Joe Pesh sucks, or like Liv the Web Girl is terrible, and like all we do is just like the first photo I take where it's like my three chins, it's just like, oh, there's my photo.
Exactly. And see, sometimes I try to post on my story, at least like obviously I will post like photos where I think I look beautiful, but I also will post things where I'm not wearing any makeup and I just look kind of like a scumbag like I do every day. But I'm okay with it. But I think sometimes it's really hard for people to remember people are only showing you the best versions of themselves.
Chops, what about you, man? Do you feel like you're one of the 7 out of 10 that feel like they're not good enough? Or do you feel like, nah, I'm okay?
Probably, yeah. I feel like I could fit in that 7 to 10, a 7 out of 10. Because, I don't know. Obviously, for me, it says on there, like, making enough money. I mean, maybe I do make enough money, but it's just like I've got so many bills and I'm so, you know, so much in debt that it just, yeah, it makes me feel like maybe I am not good enough.
It could be Instagram or just social media in general. We don't have to tie it down to that one. But I would say for sure comparison is my biggest thing that I struggle with. Like, I've made the most money I've ever made, like, in my life. I've worked my way up. I still wish, who doesn't want to make more? And we still have, like, student loans. So paying everybody the money you make makes you feel broke at the end of the day. Like, if you have student loans or any kind of a debt you're doing besides the mortgage, you probably feel a little down on yourself. And I know I get that too, but I see other people and I'm like, even career-wise, I'm like, well, am I far enough in radio? Am I doing good enough at my job? And it's so stupid. Like, nobody says anything like, hey, you should be doing better with your show or this or that. But
right.
It's like self-imposed things where I think I would fall into that 7 out of 10. I'd like to talk to one of the 3 out of the 10 millennials that feel like they are doing good enough. Where are you at?
Right. And here's the thing, too, is that I think I'm terrible at comparing myself to other people. I've done it ever since I was a little girl, and even before Instagram and social media were a thing, I would do this. I would look at people in my dance class, whatever, and be like, oh my gosh, you're so much better. They're so much better. And I wouldn't value anything that I brought to the table because I was always too busy looking at the other people around me and what they brought and comparing myself. And I think with social media, it makes it even easier with Instagram. Like, oh, look at their relationship. Oh, they went on that trip. They could be posting pictures from a trip that they took 2 years ago, but you're thinking that they have the money to go splurge on that trip right now. Like, you just have no idea. So, like, yeah, I think it's very important for at least every day for you to have a moment with yourself and just take some like deep breaths and just value yourself and think about what you bring to the table and just appreciate it.
All right. Well, let's end on a positive note. Let's just say now, like, I'm good enough.
I'm good enough.
I didn't do my hair today, but I'm still good enough.
Hell yeah.
There we go. There we go.